have fun expectantly and comfortably in my reside in that family nest on with the comfort of my mattress. I'm stop aligned in and signing as a yes. A connection wider with the internet. Asking myself if I ever left home. Home is what's really felt. I said home, home is where I belong. Home is you, my friends. Home is in the song. You listen and answer. Home is where I belong. Home is you, my friends. Home is in the song. You listen and answer. Home is you, my friends. Home is in the song. You listen.
Home. Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine. Woo! Or at rickshawtheater.com.
Make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. C-I on C-I-T-R Radio Pizza Party. What do you do?
Yeah.
Make it louder. Make it louder.
Woo!
I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
You're listening to Radio
Sorry,
Pizza
that's
Party.
The wrong mic. We are listening. We are also listening to Radio Pizza Party.
Because that's how headphones work in the radio industry. We're
broadcasting live from
UBC.
UBC, University of British Columbia, CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people.
Nice. I thought I'd let you do that one today.
I do
and
it
you know
every
what?
Other day.
You did it great.
Beautiful. We are, of course, Radio Pizza Party, where we
talk about things
with our guests, but well, not
you know what? We're throwing a twist into this one. We're
no guests.
We're getting nuts. There's no guest. It's just us. Pure, unadulterated, Ashy Lovejoy.
I am, of course, Tristan Ashy Larry Wheeler, and
I'm Jack Sergio Lovejoy Lamming.
So the way our show works is we usually get a randomized topic, and we kind of discuss that.
Yeah.
We don't discuss it unless it's like, I don't know.
Unless we're disgusted.
Yeah, what would we disgust, do you think?
Wait, are we talking about things that would disgust other people or things that would disgust us?
Things that we do on a regular basis that would disgust other people. Like our show, who would it disgust?
I feel like Catholics could find an issue with it.
For what reason?
Because we just talk about contraceptive so much.
And we blaspheme. We say
we
the
blaspheme.
Name of the Lord.
We say the name of, like, Yahweh?
Yeah. Oh,
better watch out not to die, because that's...
Like in Indiana Jones? Does that happen in that?
No, that's because they look into the ark.
No. In the Last Crusade, they have to jump on the stones that spell out the true name of God. And then if you step on the wrong stone, you fall through.
Oh, yeah. Can we just talk about Indiana Jones for a while?
I'm sure we could.
How about that part with the spinning wheels, like the razor mm-hmm. blades that chop off people's heads?
Is that in Temple of Doom?
No, that's in Last Crusade. It's the trap right before spelling out the true name of God.
Yeah.
So how are those still spinning after like 2,000 years?
God powers. I mean, how is that Templar still alive in the little chamber?
Neutrogena.
He's drinking
Neutrogena. Oh, sorry, I meant Nutri-Grain. Oh, he ate Nutri-Grain bars.
Oh, yeah. Those are so good.
Really? You like Nutri-Grain bars?
Are those the ones that are like
they're the ones that are like long Fig Newtons.
Yeah.
But different flavors. Those are gross.
I remember really... Actually, I don't think I was ever a huge fan of those guys.
I used to always have them in my lunchbox, and I was never a fan.
Did you ever say, Mom, I'm not the hugest fan of these?
And she said, you know what? I got 3 pallets of them for $40 from Johnny's discount grocery store, and you're going to eat them.
Was there ever things like that where you were like... You'd be like, yeah, like foods where you're like, Mom, I don't like this, and they you'd get forced to eat it other than the Fig Newtons or the Nutri-Grain bars?
No, they were really understanding. I'm also not a very picky eater.
So you only ever ate mayonnaise?
Yeah. They're really understanding. My dad's John Hellman. like, I don't like mushrooms, and I don't like olives. And it was usually like, you're crazy, you don't like olives? But that was it. They never like strapped me down and force fed me olives. Which
what about tapenade?
Tapenade, more like I haven't tapenade any.
No,
because I don't like it at all.
Because it's all olives, isn't it?
It's like all olives.
It's all olives.
It's all olives. It's all olives and like anchovies, and salt, and then like 6 pounds of pepper. I think.
Oh, really?
I've never had it.
6 pounds, eh?
Well, if you're making a really big batch.
Yeah, and then you obviously would. Have the other ones in proportion to those 6 pounds?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
And my parents would only ever make it in massive quantities.
Oh, so because like you'd have to get baptized in it first, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Hold your nose, mouth, in the name of
my nose,
all
mouth.
Of...
How do you know I have a nose, mouth?
Well, I'm looking at you right now, and that makeup job is not hiding it
to
well.
To any radio listeners, I got a nose, mouth. Jackie Nose Mouth Lamming. That's what they call me.
He knows his mouth.
Knows the truth.
He knows the truth. They'd dip you in the tapenade. They'd say
more like the dipenade.
The dipenade, and they'd say, they'd say some prayer, and then you take a bite.
Some prayer, whatever.
There's lots of prayers out there.
Yeah, name 6.
Lord's prayer, Jord's prayer, Henry's prayer,
Jort's prayer,
the prayer to the dunes.
Yeah, the prayer apparent.
The prayer parent, the prayerant trap.
Oh, I was about to do that one.
And how many was that?
Prairie shearer.
And then the prairie provinces.
Prairie.
The prairies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're here broadcasting live, of course. If you're just listening, we are CITR.
And we are 6 minutes in and we are out of steam.
And we are out of things to talk about. Jack, what have you been up to these days?
On this day, I went to class this morning, talked about Gandhi, and then I went to class.
Gandhi,
I hardly know her.
Okay.
We talked about all the weird things he did in his life and the fact that he was a weird weirdo.
Really?
Yeah.
Like how weird? Like,
he thought that Jews in World War II could have avoided the Holocaust by nonviolent surrender, like nonviolent protest.
Wow.
Which I think sort of skips the whole idea of
that
everything
situation
that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
I'll try not to bump the mic next time.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's Gandhi's ghost trying to get you to. Stop talking about him. He's like, I got a good reputation. Flap. I won't. The listener doesn't have to know what that flop was, though.
Yeah, that's. Please, man. Just be glad it's radio.
Just be glad.
It's
radio
pizza
party.
Should we pick a topic? I mean, we usually talk about something.
I know, but I just wanted because we don't have a guest today.
Yeah, let's let it
breathe. You're just gonna let it breathe. Exactly. You're grabbing it by the little neck, and you're being like, pick a damn topic.
I'm grabbing it. I'm grabbing it by the neck.
By the neck.
Radio Pizza Party.
And you're
if Radio Pizza Party was an
neck.
Animal, what would it be?
Definitely cantaloupe.
Can you describe a cantaloupe to me?
You know an antelope?
Yeah.
And so the thing is, I hate ants.
Yeah.
But I love cans.
Yeah.
So I have a cantaloupe.
Describe its features, please.
Fur.
Yes.
Everywhere where you wouldn't expect it.
So on its eyes?
On its eyes, inside when you take a bite.
Is there also fur where I would expect it? Inside, did you say?
Yeah, like a cantaloupe. It's a cantaloupe with legs, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Radio Pizza Party. We're talking cantaloupes with legs here.
We're talking real stuff. This is a real zone.
You know, but some people won't tell you about the cantaloupes with legs. But yeah. I'll tell you right now. They exist.
They exist?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
I'm
sure,
glad to hear that.
Sure is.
Should we open up the lines, get some listener opinions on these cantaloupes? Should we just have an open invitation
open invitation for calls here, ladies and gentlemen. We got 604-822-2487. Say it one more time.
604-822-2487. I want to get that tattooed onto my body.
You should. On your eyelids, so when you sleep, you see it.
Yeah. Okay, Tristan, I want to get this on the record.
Okay.
For our 100th episode.
No, you know, I can't spoil that.
Okay, at some point,
okay,
undetermined, for some big milestone, like our centennial.
You're not thinking of like the thing that we've already talked about, because I want to keep that a surprise.
Yes.
For the 100th?
Will you?
Oh, for that. Oh, I see. That thing. Yeah, we can talk about that. Tattoos of Radio Pizza Party?
Yeah.
For some sort of milestone?
Yes, for some sort of milestone.
Maybe in our last episode.
Yeah.
On our last episode, if there ever is one.
This is going to, dude, RPP till I RIP. That's what I always say.
Yeah.
Professors are getting sick of it because I put my hand up in class and I just say RPP till I RIP.
And they're like,
you aren't even enrolled in this class, dude. This isn't even, you're in my office hours. Yeah. What are you doing here, bro? Brosif?
And it's a doctor. It's like a doctor office hours.
Yeah, it's a Dr. Octopus.
Oh, he's scary.
Yeah.
Imagine getting pinched by that guy. Whoa. That's,
also, you want to hear a cool life hack?
Yeah, sure.
You can go to university for free if you just go to class. Like if you go to a big class and just go to the lectures.
Want to hear another life hack? You can lose hundreds of dollars by going to university and never going to class.
Dude, that's a life hack. I've done that one a few times.
Sick.
So sick.
Like I think I did the math on it. It's like $50 a class, usually, like a lecture on certain classes.
On certain ones, like yeah. 30. If it's like a once a week lecture for over 12 weeks, yeah, it's pretty much that. Otherwise, it's like $20.
Yeah,
it's money you're just. If you don't go to class, that's money you just don't have.
Yeah, which is it's kind of scary sometimes.
I heard it compared to like it's like getting a hotel room and sleeping on a bench outside.
Oh, it got a bit darker.
It did.
It's
like that Leonard Cohen album.
Which one's
you
that?
You want it darker? The last one before he last one died.
And he's like, too dark, too dark.
Oh, no.
That was his last words. He's like, you wanted it darker.
And then
the Grim Reaper.
Dark.
And the Grim Reaper said, well, I'll give you dark.
Man, he just died.
He didn't just die. It was like a year ago around like today, wasn't it?
If we look it up and it's a year ago today, we have to play Leonard Cohen for the rest of the show. No talking, just Leonard Cohen.
I really hope it's not today. Because it was a couple days after the election results, I remember. Leonard Cohen.
Yeah, I remember that was when I actually read my New Yorker.
Oh, November 7th. We're 3 days off. So.
Oh, damn, that was close. I did not want to talk about Leonard Cohen all day. I know like one song, and it always makes me sad.
Which one's that?
Chelsea Hotel.
Yeah, his songs, like a lot of his songs just really get you. They're like, sad. He's really good songwriter.
There's about 8 words in each song, but damn, they will kill you.
Yeah.
Eric Gay got some punch. You know, Leonard Cohen, more like I'm going to be Leonard crying.
Because
it's so sad.
It's so saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't we pick ourselves a topic here?
Yeah, let's get some coal into this engine here.
Let's put some coal into our colons here. And colon, that's when you put the coal in.
Oh. Is that what you call the door to a furnace?
Yeah.
Is the coal in?
Yeah.
It's It's where you put the colon.
Yeah.
You put the colon in a colon. Okay. Yeah. Let's pick a topic. Who's going to pick it?
Oh, crap.
Rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah.
That works perfectly for visual. Wait, we'll just say it. And we'll go 3, 2, 1, go, and then I'll go rock or you'll go scissors. All right.
Wait. Here's what we do.
Okay.
We go 1, 2, 3, and we say a number in between whatever it is. Like between whatever the numbers.
And then we split the difference.
And then we split the difference.
No, I think we should do rock, paper, scissors. So we go 1, 2, 3, and then say rock or paper.
Oh, well.
No, okay. We just play rock, paper.
Oh, so no one wins.
No, paper wins.
So why you pick paper?
Yeah.
And the other person says it before you?
Yeah,
like,
so
dah.
I win. I'm going to pick. All right, let's pick a topic.
Okay, well, you
play,
know, I mean,
play the theme song.
Okay, one second.
I'm very edgy right now.
I know you're wearing like a shirt that's like, all right. You're being edgy.
I'm wearing a bunch of Slipknot merch.
All right, let's pick. Wait, so let me just run this by you again. Playing the song, rock, paper, scissors. Then we're figuring out. Okay.
Well, I won with paper, so.
Right.
One playing rock paper.
Hey Tristan, hey Jack, let's pick a topic.
Thanks to, of course, Nick Morgan, who does that song as well.
NM. Hey, can you start my chainsaw here?
NM. NickyMo.bandcamp.com. He does the theme song and a few of these little ditties.
TLDs, as I like to call them.
Isn't it a ditty? As they say.
All right, so 3, 2, 1, and then you say rock, paper, or scissors, all right? We're doing audio, paper, scissors. All right. 3, 2, 1,
rock.
Paper. I win. All right. Do you want to do best 14 out of 17? Or?
I was thinking best negative 3 out of 4.
All right, let's just, come on, man.
Okay, you click that way, and that way I can't, because I haven't memorized them. And I think the one we did last week.
Wait, I get to pick it because I won.
Oh, I thought. Sorry.
Come on,
that
man.
That doesn't make any sense. You're
how
right.
many numbers I got to pick through? Also, we really got to come up with some new topics. We're coming close to the bottom.
Sorry, just let me. Between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Between 1 and 8.
3. And did it finally happen? Is it the one I'm thinking of?
Our topic is euthanasia slash the youth in Asia.
This is the worst.
This is one of our first ones we ever put.
This has been around since March.
Yeah, so we finally have done youth in Asia
slash youth in Asia. I'd say I'm going to stick to one half of this topic just to be not controversial. Obviously, the least controversial topic, euthanasia.
Yeah.
What do you think
about euthanasia?
Yeah.
That's an interesting thought, Jack.
You're listening to NPR.
You're listening to
this is Hourglass.
This is Hourglass here.
Putting the pub in public brewing.
In public series brewing. Eggs, ales and lagers. Series eggs and lagers.
Series eggs. I love those omelets.
First up on our show is youth talking in Asia. You might have heard about a little person in Japan named
Youth.
Yeah, because they're small, because they haven't grown yet.
Yes.
I was going to say...
all children are named Youth until the age of 7.
What's the Prime Minister of Japan's name?
Shinzo Abe.
I was going to say Abe Shinzo. I got it mixed up.
Okay.
Just for the listeners,
somebody can't tell Japanese first names apart from last names.
You're right.
Not that I can.
In that case, I didn't.
Yeah.
So, Jack, you like the euthanasia.
Which one are you talking about? The three words or the one word?
Four. You know what I'm saying.
Oh, I do.
So, Mr. Lowing.
Yes.
Youth in Asia.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Which one?
Youth?
Like
youth?
Like young Asian
young people
children?
In Asia.
I think they're the adults of the future. Oh.
Beautiful.
I think that's as profound as I'm going to get in my life.
Children are the adults of the future, if they're lucky.
I don't think it's a matter of luck in most places anymore.
Really?
I don't think less than half of children survive to adulthood many places in the world anymore. And I think that's a good thing.
I don't think that's necessarily... Is there a cutoff for luck? Is a 50-50 not lucky anymore?
I'd say you'd be... Okay. You'd be unlucky to die...
Yes.
If it's over 50-50 people live. Like 60% of children live to adulthood, then you're unlucky if you die. If
right.
40% of children live to adulthood, you're lucky if you live. Majority of people...
But if you still survive, if there's like a 40% like of people dying to adulthood, I think that's still lucky. Like if you're playing like...
What do you mean?
So imagine you're doing... I don't know, you're rolling a dice.
Yes.
And if you get a one or
a half baked analogy.
If you get a one or a two.
Yeah.
Or yeah, if you get a one or a two, you get shot in the chest.
Yeah.
And then if you get any other number, you don't get shot in the chest.
Yeah.
You just get shot in the foot.
Still shot though.
Still shot. And then you roll any other number that's not the one or the two, you'll still feel lucky.
Okay, where's your cutoff? Huh, big man?
I'm not saying... I think lucky is a feeling. I don't think it's a statistic.
Statistic? I guess that's fair. Economists would say you can't really measure luck.
We should get Michael Smith in here.
Or Richard Thaler. Richard. Shout out to every podcast of the last 6 months talking about him.
Ugh. We're sick of Richard Thaler.
Thaler, eh? I hate that Thaler, man.
Hey, you know, I think we should rename that guy to Richard Thaler because he fails at economics.
Oh, you know what? You know what I think you did? You got him. You gotched him good.
Yeah. You know what? I hope Richard Thaler, if you're listening, come into the show after the break in that little bit here.
And I will fight you.
And we will fight you.
Or call in 604.
822-2487. Sorry.
Now, okay, I don't think this topic is I don't think this topic is as big as it could be. I vote we expand it a little bit to adults in Asia.
Well, that would just be called people who live in Asia.
Not necessarily. There's expats.
That's true. Are people who are ethnically Asian.
That's our topic for today. I'm going to walk that one back.
Let's walk that. We're not going to talk about that. How about we talk about the other one? Euthanasia.
Euthanasia.
As in being killed mercifully. Mercifully.
Mercilessly.
they bring an axe to you.
Doctors, all right, it's terminal. You have 30 seconds. We're going to hunt you down.
Get a running start.
So what about it?
Is it legal?
It is in Canada.
Is it? I thought it was kind of like a gray area.
It's really uncommon. You have to have a terminal disease. You can't be like, you know what? I'm done with this.
You can't be like...
Are you Googling it?
Yeah.
Google.
Mercy
Google.
Killing Canada.
Mercy killing. That's what people aren't deer. You can't describe it. That's the most callous thing I have ever heard.
Yeah, assisted suicide. I'm sorry.
Yes, please call it that.
I guess mercy killing gives it the idea that you don't have a choice in it.
Like you broke your leg after a big race.
Is often called medically assisted dying or suicide. It is strict laws govern access to it in Canada. It's not available to people with mental illness, long-term disability, or curable conditions. That makes
sense. It would be pretty lame if you're like, you're going to have to go through chemo, but you're going to live. And they're like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I don't think they are. I don't know. This is a very dense Wikipedia document. I think the idea is that it's legal as of June 2016, it says.
2016.
That's why we should be singing that little ditty.
2016.
why don't we go to a...
Let's go to a quick little break.
Why don't we go to a Q little B?
A QLB.
We're going to play a little song by Courtney Barnett.
Yeah, called an Aussie. Kate, if you're listening, we listen to your tote bag. Now we're playing some QLB.
Yeah, so we just got to wait a couple seconds here. So,
are we just going to hang out for a while? Or
I don't like hanging out with you.
Yeah. Other than this radio show, we never talk.
All right, this is Advent Gardener.
Avant.
Avant.
Advent Gardener is when you get a gardener every day for a month.
Time when I was really sick and I had National Museum's Hastings Park 1942 exhibit marks the 75th anniversary of Japanese-Canadian internment. Visit the exhibit until January 13th to see Japanese Problem, a contemporary performance piece which offers a glimpse into a dark episode of history at the Pyrenees Livestock Barn. Nikkei National Museum is located in Burnaby and entry is by donation.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to Radio Pizza Party here, broadcasting live from the campus of the University of British Columbia. All right, everybody, so Tristan actually had to run to the bathroom, and somebody else just ran in and took his seat. Creek? Hey, what's up, man? Who are you? Why are you here?
Okay, I heard on the radio, heard something.
About?
It's me, Richard Thaler.
Whoa, hey, you're much shorter than I imagined.
I'm 3 feet tall.
Yeah, but your legs are like 90% of your body.
I know.
Can you explain that to me?
Great, large set of getaway sticks.
You call them getaway sticks too. Tristan calls them that.
It's Tristan. That's guy. Weird. He is saying
Do you
saying
also
some
say
things.
Get tired, creep, when you want somebody to slow down?
What am I, Frank Sinatra?
Hey, good one. Hey. Tell me about yourself, Richard Thaler. What do you do for work?
Well, I'm famed economist, Richard M. Thaler.
All right, what do you do for fun?
Economics. The economy I do.
Great answer. That one has room to breathe. What do you do for work?
I just told you, it's me, Richard Thaler, famed economist.
Well, I don't know if that's... Where do you work?
In the economy.
Really?
Yes.
What part?
The Nobel Prize, I won it. I don't know what I do when in the economy, but I do
can
a
you,
lot of...
Can you explain why you got that Nobel Prize?
So, get this.
Yeah, I'm going to get it.
Listen to me, okay?
Okay.
I'm not here for jokes. I'm Richard M. Thaler.
What's the M stand for?
Martin.
Martin?
Scorsese.
Martin. You're Richard Martin Scorsese Thaler.
Yeah.
Do people often pronounce it to holler?
You'd be surprised. A lot of people call it Thaler when I was a young one. They called me Richard Thaler because I was always failing. But now look at me.
What classes were you failing?
Math. In economics.
Really? How'd you get better? What'd you do?
I studied.
Well, that'll do it.
Not well. I also decided I locked myself in a room with a toad, and I said to that toad, if I don't get good at economics in the next half hour, you can eat me. You can eat my bloated corpse.
How big was this toad?
It was a normal-sized toad.
Really?
Yeah.
How's it gonna eat you?
I was just going to let it figure that out itself, but I think it understood what I was trying to say.
That's a very libertarian way to do it. You know what, Frog? If you want to eat me, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Eat me yourself. Were you going to just, like, let's say it started eating you at feet first.
Yeah.
Would you, like, scream in pain, or would you just accept it, like, this is my life now?
I'd be like...
It's going to take, like, 3 weeks?
The thing is, I was... Due to the economy.
Ah, yes.
I failed to perform, so I should be eaten, so I would close my eyes, think of a cold, cold stream where I had my first kiss, and just
You had
drift
your first
asleep.
Kiss in a stream?
Yeah, it was a frog. I like frogs.
Was it the same frog?
I hope.
How do you not know?
Well, a frog jumps in the bushes. You don't know if it's the same frog you find, you know?
Did you not keep in contact with this frog?
It's a frog. I mean, they got busy lives. He gave me an... I texted him a couple weeks ago, and he said, new phone, who dis?
That is so rude.
I What's thought we had something special. Name?
This was a male frog?
I think so. I didn't ask. I thought it was rude.
You thought it was rude to ask the gender of the frog you kissed?
Well, I don't know. You know, I just like to have fun, you know? I like to go weird with things. I don't
when
like to know these
born,
things.
When were you born, Richard Thaler?
Oh, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
I wasn't born yesterday. Ah, see what I did there?
Oh, you aren't stupid. I get you.
Yeah, I actually won the Nobel in economics, if you didn't see that.
You've said it multiple times. What was it
Thaler,
specifically for?
Famous economist.
Economicsist, that's you.
Economicsist. When I was born, I was born small, like most people.
Yes.
Like 4 feet. I shrunk since then.
You were
then,
born
though.
4 feet tall.
Four
did
feet
your
wide.
Wow. And how tall?
Like a baby size.
You were a 4 foot wide baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the kind of life you live that turns you into Nobel Prize winning
economicist
Richard M. Thaler.
That is just a wonderful story. I'm loving it.
Wonderful.
Can you tell me more about your
childhood? What is this, Greece?
Did your mom survive?
Tell you more?
Yeah, I got it. Did your mom survive the childbirth? Or was she just 4 feet wider?
I think a big part of it that really helped is that my mother was a frog.
4 feet wide is very wide. I'm sorry. I'm just imagining the hospital you'd need. It would be huge.
Well,
you need to be 4 feet wide.
I will say that most hospitals deal with things that are 4 feet wide often.
Really?
I don't know if
How
you've ever seen any piece of
a...
There's lots of... There's more than people in hospitals. You do know that. There's like...
I think you're a liar.
There's like x-ray equipment.
I don't think that's true.
That is more than 4 feet wide, I'm sure.
Also, are you half frog?
Well, yeah.
Which half?
The Thaler half.
So which parent... So it's your father. Did your
Well,
mom...
no, I took my mother's name. That's why
you
she was a frog.
Took your mother's name? She was a frog. Okay. Now describe your dad to me.
Like a normal-looking guy, 4 feet wide.
How tall?
3 feet. Mostly
your
leg.
Your dad was wider than he was tall.
You ever seen those cartoons of by R. Crumb?
Yeah.
Like, keep on trucking, you look like that guy.
Wow. I'm going to pull that up right now because I really don't know what you're talking about. Now, keep just giving me some more background info while I Google this.
Great hosting.
Yeah, I don't really
me,
care.
Richard Thaler, you don't ask me about economics.
What, all right, how do I make more money in my life? Okay, I found
it. Get a job. Get a real job.
Your dad looked like keep on trucking? Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long leg.
But 4 feet wide.
He was 4 feet wide.
Keep on trucking.
With one ginormous leg.
Yeah, and people would walk by and say, hey, Truckin' Thaler, and he'd laugh, but he'd actually...
How would he be named Truckin' Thaler? What was his name?
He took
name?
His wife's name.
He took his wife's name?
It
That's
very progressive.
Progressive of him. In what year?
I believe it was, if I was to wager a guess, 58.
He was 58, or his wife was?
It was the year 58.
He's 2,000 years old?
No, 1958.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it was September, so there you go. September, October.
Go on.
Nothing.
What day?
31st, of course.
The 31st night of September?
Of October. Yeah, dang.
Yeah, I got you. I caught you in a lie there. This is some gotcha journalism. Now, what are you here to do?
Well, I heard on the radio.
Oh, okay, sir.
I heard on the radio.
Yep, nice and hoarse. Please cough right into the mic next time.
I heard on the radio that this guy was calling me out, calling me Richard Thaler, and I didn't like that one bit.
Yeah? How many did you like him more?
Because
than
it reminded me when I was a child.
Okay, man, please.
And people would call me Richard Thaler, ha ha, you're gonna fail and never win the Nobel Prize in Economics in the year 2017.
Did they tell you what you were gonna win it for?
Yeah, for your field work in the emergence of behavioral economics.
Oh, man, it is insane how long it has taken me to just get out what you won the Nobel Prize for. But now I know. Behavioral economics.
I started that.
You started it.
I believe I did.
It wasn't Tversky.
I think there was a few guys that helped me, but...
It was just you. You figured out how people behave and ural economics.
Yep. They call me the modern day Adam Smith.
who
I think invented economics.
Well, ain't he just a peach? I like that. I'm glad.
It's kind of rude.
I think we should make...
It's kind of rude to Adam Smith.
Well, is he alive?
No, but that's why you should be nice to him. You can't speak ill of the dead. And they're not like a Beastie Boys ill.
Hey, you know what, Prince? Your music sucks.
It's a sign of the times that you'd be saying that.
I just spoke ill of the dead. What are you going to do about it?
I'll tell you right now, that is not economically viable. Because humans
speaking
are irrational.
Ill of the dead?
Because.
Do you have something wrong with your voice?
My voice hurts.
All of those have been picked up on the mic. If you're going to cough, cut your mic, Richard Thaler. I know you know how
a switchboard works. I don't. Dubner works the boards when I'm on Freakonomics.
We should have Stephen Dubner on here next time.
He's not as fun as you'd think.
Really?
No, he's kind of annoying.
What? Can you do an impression of Stephen Dubner?
Stephen Dubner here. I'm a little baby. I hate Stephen Dubner.
And yet you've been on his show every week for the
last... How do you think I won the Nobel? Let's be honest here. If you have any questions for me, Richard Thaler, people call in. I think people would love the opportunity to talk to him.
Did you just tell them to BBM you?
What's that?
Like BlackBerry Messenger? Are you telling people to BBM you?
Me, Richard Thaler.
Richard Thaler.
We have fans of Richard Thaler outside.
They're at the booth.
They're at the booth.
They're mobbing the booth.
If you want to have some questions for Richard Thaler, what's the number they call? They look like they want to contact.
I think it's 604. 822-2487 if you want to call about old Dickie Thales.
I got a lot of... I won! The economics!
Should we go on a QLB? I think, Richard, you got to get out of here.
What? I'm Richard Thaler.
We got a phone call coming in.
Can you do that for me?
Yes, let me get that. Oh, done. Gotcha. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Richard Thaler.
What? I'm Richard Thaler.
Are you in a large room, perchance? I hear an echo.
No, you don't.
Hey, who's there? Do you have any questions for Richard Thaler?
Yeah, Richard, how do you do it?
Well, first of all...
How do you fail so much, Richard Thaler?
Richard Thaler.
I'm sick of this.
Do you want to get out of here, Richard?
Yeah,
I'm
leaving.
Let's run away together. All right, we're going to go to a... Richard just left. We're going to go to a quick little break. We'll see you guys on the other side of this QLB. I'm just going to keep talking for a while. Richard is still leaving. He's really taking his time getting
out of
here.
I'm on my way out of here.
You're on your way out of life? Oh, are you getting euthanized? Are you getting mercy killed?
I'm falling. I'm very
Oh,
tired.
No. He's falling asleep. He's slumped over the door. He's just so tired. Bye, Richard.
Well, I'm sitting in a classroom, looking around, trying to find a buddy. That's when it happened. We locked eyes. I was now your victim on the road to deep my heights. Well, your smile made me nervous. It's been a while. I did this. I'm scared, busy, crazy, and my fears make it worse. The bottle's almost empty, and I'm making up the words. Well, I'm standing on a platform, performing together. Chose.
my fears make it worse. Bottle's almost empty and I'm making up the words.
This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports! 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 Sports!
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Rocket from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
We are back to Radio Pizza Party. I was just in the washroom for that segment. I think I saw Richard Thaler, and then Jack. I saw him on his way to the bathroom as well. It's hard to be in the studio for so long when...
Hey, can I come in here?
Who is that?
It's me, Stephen Dubner.
Stephen Dubner?
Hey, guys, it's me.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Evan?
Hey, man.
Stephen Dubner, what's... Oh, my God. First of all, nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you too, man.
You kind of sound like Cheech and Chong or something.
I think that's really offensive to say to me, man.
Okay, first of all, Stephen Dubner, did you see Richard Thaler? Did you guys cross on your way out or
we cross came
streams?
Here. We came here together.
Oh, really? How come you guys didn't come on at the same time?
There's only two mics in here, man. Everybody knows that about CITR. We don't want to take
Radio Pizza Party.
From you. CITR listening to Radio Pizza Party.
Of course, we're
Party.
Listening to Radio Pizza Party, CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, from the United States.
Who's Columbus?
Columbus?
Christopher Columbus? You said the British Columbus.
Did I?
Yeah, you said the University of British Columbia.
I don't think
flubbed,
I did.
So you flubbed the
I don't
line.
Think I did. Let's go back. British Columbia. I said it fine.
You did. That's a good one. Nobody's ever made that joke before. So what
okay,
are you
Stephen
up to?
Stephen Dubner, since when are you a comedian?
You're supposed to ask me questions. That's how an interview works, you idiot.
Okay. So Stephen Dubner, you obviously you're the host of Freakonomics.
Yeah, I wrote a book
about
it.
Two
of them.
Two books.
God.
What is your least favorite part about economics there, Mr. Dubner?
The act.
Stephen, if I can. The what? The act?
The act. Oh, not just the word economics?
Oh. No, not just the word, like the concept.
The
field of study.
The field of study?
Yeah.
None of it makes any sense, man. It's not a science.
It's not science?
No, bro.
Oh, so you're actually pretty skeptical of economics.
Yeah.
Wow, this is a revelation. This is a hot scoop for all you Freakonomics fans.
Well, I mean, if you look at the name of my podcast, you'd know I wasn't very serious about it because it's so freaky. Economics is just so freaky. It's not even a science.
Oh, you didn't want to call it. So it's basically you're basically saying it's freaky deaky economics, but you had to shorten it.
Yeah, not a lot of people know this, but iTunes only lets you have 10 characters in a podcast name.
Oh, really?
Plus an exclamation mark.
Well, I have two. There's two characters in this studio right now.
Yeah, if we had 9 more people, they wouldn't let us.
No.
Yeah.
So is that what? So. How did that come into the Freakonomics, freaky-deaky economics?
We figured if we could only have 10 people talking at once, we should only have 10 characters in the name. Like letters,
right.
I mean.
Right.
And then an exclamation mark, which is the guy we always have screaming in the background.
Just
which you're also allowed. There's an exemption.
So he's like, just kind of in
the
background.
He's pretty far
like
away from a mic. You got to have nice headphones to pick him up, though.
Turtle Beach?
No, not Turtle Beach. You can Blue Turtle, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder what that's from. No one's made that joke before. So, Mr. Dubner,
yeah,
what was it like growing? How did you first enjoy economics? Like, how were you a young boy, or
what
happened?
Did I just say? I've never enjoyed economics, bro. It's just a way to pay the bills. I grew up in Chicago.
Oh, I can hear it in your voice, in your accent.
I was raised in a deep dish. What are you laughing about, bro?
Nothing. That's just nothing. Of course. That's a strange place to be born. I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
So you were raised in a deep dish. How deep was the dish? It must have been pretty deep.
It was like a house size. It had a roof,
so,
too.
So you'd have to have, like, would you have to, like, go up a ladder down the dish? Whoom! You know, like, slide down the side?
You do, yeah. I'd slide home from class.
Cool.
When I was going to the Chicago School of Economics.
Oh, so you went, you don't like economics, it just pays the bills.
I was pushed into
it
by my father, Richard Thaler.
Whoa. Richard Thaler's your dad?
Yeah, I'm a quarter frog. I'm only like 3.5 feet wide, though.
Yeah, you got through the door pretty good.
I did. Yeah. Yeah.
Richard Thaler had a few issues. He had to kind of go at it a few times, take a running start.
How do you know? You weren't even here.
I heard.
You were in
a
the
rumor.
Bathroom. Heard a rumor. Is that when Jack Lamming?
Yeah, Jack's like
Jack Styleman Lamming was going to the bathroom
when we crossed. He's like, Richard Thaler came up a bunch of times, and
he had trouble going through the door.
Great impression of Jack, Mr. Dubner.
Oh, thanks, bro. I've been working on that for a while. I'm a big cheeser.
Oh, what? Dubner is a cheeser.
Dubner's a cheesy boy.
That's so cool. So, Dubner,
I think you should tweet this to me after, like, a link to this episode. I think he'll love it.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think speak yourself in, like, the second person, third person.
Yeah, I do. Interesting. That's another thing about economics. If you refer to yourself in the third person, you make more money.
Wow. Wow, I didn't know that.
People are so weirded out. They're like, this guy's capable of anything. So Stephen Dubner over here is capable of anything. We should pay him way more so he doesn't burn down the office.
Oh, uh-oh. So, Mr. Dubner, if you couldn't make a podcast about, you have a podcast about economics, you don't enjoy it.
I hate it.
If you could make a podcast about something you enjoyed, what would that podcast be about? Is it also a radio show? Also, second follow-up question.
It is. It's on WNYC if you were listening ever. So if I had to have a podcast about anything I wanted.
Anything you wanted.
Cabinets.
Cabinets.
Yeah, governmental cabinets.
Oh, yeah, I was about to ask, like, the delineation.
Cabinets you put dishes in.
Oh, cool.
Any kind of cabinets.
So yeah. So you would be like, you'd be like, this episode we're having...
Maybe you don't hit the mic there, bro.
Sorry. So this episode we're talking cabinets as in the ministers of finance in Canada. But next week we're talking about a nice mahogany.
I don't use mahogany, bro. It's an endangered wood.
Is it?
Yeah, I know everything about cabinets. That's why I might be such a shoo-in for...
Pine.
Pine? Are you kidding me? We cut millions of those down every year. They're fine. Yeah. That's why they call it fine pine.
I think that's very true. So,
or you're pining for the fjords because there's just so many pine trees.
You're pining for the, because in fjords, the abundance of.
Full of pines.
Full of pine trees.
They're all in Norway. You know what they call Norway?
Hmm. Pineway?
The pine climate.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's like what's your favorite thing about cabinets? Like it's.
They keep all my dishes and they won't give them back.
Oh, no. Oh, did you put a lock on it? Or?
Yeah, and my wife has it, and then we got divorced, and now I just eat everything off a Frisbee. The underside, so cereal stays in.
Wow.
Yeah, I only have one plastic fork. Got to share with my new wife.
Oh, yeah, you have a new wife. Well, okay, so why did your previous marriage fall apart, if you don't mind my asking?
I do mind you asking.
Well, it's a radio show. We're intense.
It's because I kept... making new cabinets.
Oh, so
you couldn't really use the kitchen anymore because there's just so many cabinets.
Did they ever venture out of the kitchen, those cabinets?
Yeah, the bathroom was pretty full too, and the backyard.
Backyard was full of cabinets.
Yeah.
So were they all like, but for me, that seems good. Like, I don't know, but for you, but for me, that sounds like a good amount of storage space.
Well, yawn.
Mr. Dubner, you got to speak into the mic.
To me, it was more about the experience of making the cabinets out of different woods. I'm the reason mahogany's endangered, though.
You sounded a little more stoned at the beginning there.
What?
You sounded a little more just like, kind of like, laid back, Cheech and Chong.
I never do drugs, bro.
I'm not saying I'm just saying your voice, you sound a little more Cheech and Chong-y. I'm just being ridiculous.
Can you please calm down, sir?
I'm thanks, bro. I'm very calm. I think you're a little too calm, if you know what I mean.
I've not taken sleeping pills, and I never will, and I never have, and I never will, and I never would.
And do you want to, though?
Oh, God, I'd love to. It's my favorite thing in the world to almost do, but I never would.
Just pop, like, a few Ambiens. You'd love to do that, but you'd never do it.
I never do it. I want to. I never would. Wife locked those up, too.
Oh, so she put them in the cabinets that didn't give your dishes back, hey?
Yeah. Won't give anything back.
Anything?
That's why I'm naked.
Oh, whoa, I just noticed.
Yeah, bro.
You were wearing a barrel with straps over it, so I thought that.
I went over Niagara this morning, that's the thing.
Falls?
Yeah.
Wow.
In a barrel. It was really awful for me.
Did you do
How else is a man going to shower, though? Locked up the shower in the cabinet, too.
Oh, you have a shower cabinet, Mr. Stephen Dubner.
Yeah, I do.
Cool.
Do you want to know more about
cabinet. So a governmental cabinet. Give me a few things that you like about that. I can go for that. Yes, can do.
Okay there, Hall. And Oates.
Oates.
I don't actually know anything about government cabinets.
Oh, really?
That's going to be the second episode. It's going to be, you're going to hear me like clacking on a keyboard.
Are you going to talk to Richard Thaler about it?
No, I ain't that guy. Oh, he's your dad. Me and my father are estranged. But we talked on the way here.
Did you come here in the same car?
We did.
Ooh.
It was a long car, though.
Like a limo or like a big limo?
Longer.
Like a bus?
It was a bus. It was the B-line.
Oh, so he was
Was way up front. I was way at the back. I was actually on the back.
Oh, you were like holding
on.
I was
grabbed on, yeah.
And then your dad was like, there's someone on the bus. There's someone on the bus. And then the attendant's like, no, there's no one out there.
Yeah, and then I started ripping things out of the engine. Yeah. And they like confined him to his chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rod Serling wrote something about it.
Yeah, that was based on your life, that thing.
It was based on Tonight.
Oh, what? So, that's spooky. There's a Twilight Zone if I ever did hear. Whoa, shivers up my spine.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to have to head out. I think I see Jack coming back in.
Oh, yeah, here he comes. Jack must have just been
ripping. Oh, hey, whoa, what are you doing on my chair, man? Sorry, bro. Gotta go. Bye. Dude, what was that?
That was Stephen Dubner.
What?
That was Stephen Dubner of Freakonomics.
He is much more reptilian than I imagined.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention that, but he did look like kind of like a lizard person, like the ones that are controlling everybody. We'll go into that.
Is this an episode of InfoWars?
This is an episode of Bill Cooper, whatever that show was.
Bill Cooper?
He's like the OG, like before InfoWars conspiracy guy.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yes.
So that was Stephen Dubner. Cool.
I like Freakonomics.
But who is that guy? I never got to talk to you. Who is the guy that was Richard Thaler, right? How come you didn't like text me when I was in the washroom?
Oh, I don't care. Also, I don't text people on the air. I'm not anybody that would text people on the air. That's rude.
That is rude.
It's really rude.
Especially when you come on a show and we're trying to talk to you.
People that do that are so rude. I don't like it when people do that.
Me three. I think it's unnecessary. And it does not engage into the show, make a good show.
No. You know what? If you're going to be somewhere, want to be there.
Well, I don't know necessarily that, but...
If you're going to be anywhere in your life, don't go if you don't want to be there.
Well, at least go in with an open mind.
No.
Subtweet.
Subtweet. Yeah.
Ladies.
So here we are. We're back. We're talking about euthanasia /
yeah, that was
mercy killings.
Euthanasia.
Yeah.
Very fashionable.
Very fashionable.
Jack, you know a lot about fashion.
I do.
You went to
an
Japan?
Episode of Hot Takes? Yeah, well, we're going to wait a minute. I did go to Japan. And this is an episode of Hot Takes. Quick little app. Hey, this is an episode of Hot Takes.
So, youth in Asia wearing fashion. Go.
They're very cool. Japanese dudes are very cool.
What was that guy, the guy that wears all black that you're like, I want to be him when I'm older? What's his name?
Yoji Yamamoto.
Yeah. So what's his deal?
He's just a weird, depressed Japanese man.
When he was a youth, what was his deal?
I think
because we're
just,
only talking youth in Asia. Did he live in Asia at that point?
He did. He's Japanese.
I know, but you can be Japanese and not live in Asia.
Yes, he did. I think his mom was a tailor, and he was like, you know what? I want to do that too, but I want to make everything really weird and oversized and really cool looking. And he still does that now.
Wow.
I think he worked as like a regular old tailor for like 65 years.
Wow, he's old then.
Yeah, he's only 72, which is weird.
Wow, so he started when he was 7?
No, he started when he was 2. He's only been making weird stuff for 5 years now.
Cool.
Yeah.
You've been to Asia?
I have, more than once.
What are the most fashionable Asian countries?
Japan.
Japan. China?
I've never been to China.
I know, but I guess, eh?
India, pretty fashionable. They make crazy stuff. Yeah. Saw a dude with a shirt with 3 collars once.
Oh, wow.
That was nuts.
Yeah, that sounds nuts.
It was on four different shirts, though.
All right, that was an episode of
Hot Takes. Fashion. You know what? That theme song is by, who is it by?
Flight of the Conchords.
You know what? Those guys, they don't do like, they don't do satires of songs. What's the word for that?
They just do such great pastiches.
Such great pastiches.
Such great pastiches.
They are so brilliant. I love them.
I think that's one of the first things I say to most people.
Is, you know what? Hey, my name is Tristan.
When I'm in
what am I studying?
Someone?
Flight of the Conchords, man, and they're fantastic pastiches. That's my major.
Pastiche. Ahrama.
All right.
We are reaching the end of our show.
And the end of my flipping tether.
I think we make that joke every day.
Yeah.
Every time we do this.
Pretty much.
Here
we are.
How are we going to name this? Are we going to do the same thing we always do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's...
Try to take over the world.
Hey.
When's the last time you thought about Pinky and the Brain?
That's a good question. I would say like 2 months ago.
Why?
It just pops into your mind.
Okay.
You know. I think like a couple weeks ago, I think I saw a Facebook video where it's like, it's cool, Pinky and the Brain jewelry.
Where are they now?
They are jewelry. Mice have been turned.
They were stuffed.
Now you can
put on jewelry.
A couple animated taxidermies are just hanging out somewhere.
You know that internet joke where it's like the huge buff guy with the tiny head and the skinny guy with the giant head, and the guy's like, "Where do you work out, bro?"
Oh yeah.
And the guy goes, "The library." Mm-hmm. That's pretty much Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah.
Like if you pull up a photo of him, which you can't do because this is radio.
But
if
Pinky
you pull up
wasn't
a photo,
buff.
No, but he was like big and had a tiny head.
Pinky wasn't. Pinky was... No, Brain had the... No, Pinky was slender and tall. Pinky,
but he was pear-shaped.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he wasn't like buff. Like if Pinky was buff, I couldn't handle that.
That would have been a very strange show. Yeah. All right, should we name this? I'll start us off.
Okay.
Pinky.
And the Brain.
this is an episode of Pinky and the Brain. It's been a great episode.
It's okay. We had Richard Thaler.
And Stephen Dubner.
We had, what's the other guy? Stephen?
Levitt.
Levitt.
Stephens writing one book. I call a big smoke on that one. BS.
Ugh. Hey, Freakonomics, you a liar.
This has been an episode of Freakonomics, you a liar. I've been your host, Jack Lamming.
And I am, of course, Tristan Wheeler. Up next, I believe we have African Rhythms.
With David Love Jones. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Welcome to the Digital Tattoo Podcast. We have a very exciting show today with a particularly special guest.
Who is the president of UBC?
Santa Ono.
Santa Ono. It's Santa.
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 Yeah, his name is Santa Ono.
Yeah,
Santa Ono.
I sat down with the president of UBC, Professor Santa Ono, and discussed everything social media. For those who aren't familiar, UBC's president has sent over 9,000 tweets in the last year, posted over 3,000 times to Instagram, done daily video blogs for YouTube, participated in Reddit AMAs and Facebook live streams. He's well known and somewhat beloved among students for his active participation in social media.
What kind of social media is he most active on?
I've actually saw him do a Reddit AMA, so that's all that stands for Ask Me Anything. That and probably Facebook is the two platforms that I've seen him on.
I see him on Instagram a lot, yeah. I follow him on there.
Probably Twitter.
Twitter is